Intercommunal conflicts have exacerbated the humanitarian situation in the northern parts of the country, displacing thousands of civilians in recent weeks, according to ANMI's boss, Nicholas Haysom.
Intercommunal conflict continues to fuel repeated cycles of violence. These have the potential to erode the gains made towards sustaining peace across South Sudan.
Haysom says the most recent fighting between the SPLM-I Oketgwang faction and the Aguelek forces in parts of Upper Nile has pushed many civilians into renewed suffering. The ANMI's chief says 14,000 people have been displaced and had to run for their lives to Jonglei and the United States, while others sought refuge at the UN Protection of Civilians site in Malakal. Haysom says climate change has become another push factor causing growing humanitarian challenges.
Conflict and climate continue to devastate communities and drive humanitarian needs up, particularly after four consecutive years of flooding have already impacted hundreds of thousands of people across the country this year. This year, more than two-thirds of South Sudan's population, 8.9 million people, will need humanitarian assistance. But access to people in affected locations remains challenging due to impassable roads, flooded airstrips, and insecurity on the waterways.
Over the past week, Haysom says conflict between Twitch Ngok Dinka has created a new wave of refugees in Warap, Abyei, and northern Bir El Ghazal. He says since September 23rd, some 3,500 vulnerable people have been displaced to villages in Twitch County. Haysom says it's urgent that the government takes steps to address insecurity in several parts of the country.
UNMISS is working with the state authorities and humanitarian agencies to support sustainable solutions in Malakal. It is urgent to prevent overcrowding, the outbreak of disease, as well as maintain peace within the communities that live within the UN Protection of Civilian Sites. We also condemn the violence in Mayom, Unity State, and in Rualbet, and most recently Annette in Warap, resulting in casualties and the mass displacement of women, children, and the elderly.
Haysom's news conference at the ANMI's office in Tomping, Juba comes 2 days after United Nations experts on human rights in South Sudan warned South Sudan's peace process needs urgent attention to prevent intercommunal violence from escalating. Haysom says while the parties to the 2018 peace deal have made considerable efforts in recent months in implementing the agreement, more efforts are required. Yasmin Soka, chairperson of the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, said in a recent statement that the international community urgently needs to pay more attention to the escalating violence proliferating at a local level all over South Sudan. It is critical donors and member states continue to monitor the peace agreement, security sector reform, and ensure constitutional legislation is pushed through before elections, said Soka. Without these steps, she added, we are likely to see millions more South Sudanese displaced or crossing borders, creating havoc for neighboring countries and aid agencies. The UN experts say there is need to establish the three institutions defined by the peace deal that were expected to steer transitional justice in the country, the Commission on Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, the Hybrid Court, and the Compensation and Reparation Authority. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.